This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If you're on Facebook, you may have noticed a lot of quizzes lately. Which state should you live in? What kind of dog are you? Which president? How would you meet your demise on Game of Thrones? Now, there is business at play here, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
If I were a state, I'd be Idaho. If I were a dog, I'd be a lab. If I were a president, I'd be Ulysses S. Grant. And if I were in Game of Thrones, I would be decapitated. Why am I posting all of this on Facebook? Michael Sorazio is the author of Your Ad Here, The Cool Sell of Guerrilla Marketing.
It's a way to kind of announce something about ourselves to friends within our social network, but it's not quite so obvious as to come off as narcissistic.
You see, the reason that I would be decapitated in Game of Thrones is that I am, quote, well-intentioned and loyal to a fault. I want people to know this about me, so I share it. And then I want to hear more good things about myself, so I take another quiz.
We've been making quizzes for a long time, but we've just recently seen them really take off.
Summer Ann Burton is the managing editorial director at BuzzFeed. It's behind many of the most popular online quizzes.
Now that we've sold some companies on this idea of quizzes, is now looking at how to use the things that we've learned for companies' benefit so that they can have their own kind of shareable pieces of content that go viral.
BuzzFeed recently teamed up with HBO for the How Would You Die in Game of Thrones quiz. It got over a million hits. It's a very effective ad for Game of Thrones and a very effective data mining tool, says Aram Sinreich, a media professor at Rutgers University.
It is a tool for advertisers to understand us better, masquerading as a tool for us to understand ourselves better.
Not only does HBO know I watch Game of Thrones, in taking the quiz, I gave them a lot of information. My preferred alcohol is white wine. My last meal would be a steak. My biggest fear is failure. And my idea of heaven is a tropical beach. That is hugely valuable information, says Sinreich.
Instead of us reluctantly agreeing to give marketers information about ourselves, we are emphatically proclaiming to marketers who we are and then demanding that our friends do the same.
Sinreich says the quiz fad will probably fade, but the need for marketers to get more data on us will not. He expects we'll see more tools that will make handing over information about ourselves seem like a game. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.